Higher-than-usual gate settings are planned this winter along the St. Mary's Rapids. The International Lake Superior Board of Control announced the decision on Friday with hope that it will minimize the impact of ongoing maintenance at the Canadian hydropower facility. The gates of the compensating works at the head of the St. Mary's Rapids have been set to an equivalent of two gates fully open. Gates number 6 through number 16 partially open 26 centimeters, 10 in, each, a release noted. A setting equivalent to one-half gate open, gates number 7 through number 10 open 20 centimeters, 8 in, each, is typically used during the winter months. The board anticipates that the total St. Mary's River flow will be 2,060 cubic meters per second, 72.7 TCFS, in December, which is 350 cubic meters per second, 12.4 TCFS, less than the flow prescribed by Regulation Plan 2012. The expected December flow deficit will add approximately 1 centimeter, 0.4 in, to the water level of Lake Superior and reduce the water level on Lake Michigan Huron by less than 1 centimeter, 0.4 in. In November, Lake Superior rose by 5 centimeters, 2 in, and the lake-wide water level is 17 centimeters above the seasonal long-term average. It is 30 centimeters above the level it was a year ago. The outlook for Lake Superior is that lake-wide water levels are expected to decline through the winter months. Depending on weather and water supply, Lake Superior may decline by as much as 14 centimeters in December.